The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I know you are having a wonderful day, and whatever you're dealing with right now, that too shall pass, and you will end victorious even today. So get ready, believe God for the miracles that you're believing God for, and prepare for the breakthrough. The season that we're in right now, we have so much opportunities because God is still in control. And God is still active because he loves you. And he called you by name. He knows everything about you and the things that you need. And I would like to thank you for showing up and really praying for the fundraising events. It's going to end this week. And I am now focused in preparing myself to celebrate the Pentecost or the Feast of the Weeks or Feast of the Harvest in Jerusalem. And we're going to do just that. And I'm excited for that. I'm also preparing for the ordination and the wedding ceremonies that will be held there. And I know that God is going to move. We are being joined in by the group from the Philippines. So the core team here will meet some of our co-laborers and brothers and sisters in Christ from the Philippines. And it's amazing. It's going to be amazing. I did not plan on this trip, but the Lord told me to go and lead the group, and now I am excited. I'm as much excited as those people that are going with me for the first time. Your life will never be the same again. And plan to join us next time. And, you know, I've been pondering about this. Every time I have a quiet time, I talk to the Lord. You know, I have been in the ministry for a long time, and I have seen people coming to the Lord or going to the Sunday service fellowship or in the Bible study and get prayed for when they are in trouble. When they're in trouble, when their heart's desire is not there, when they need some miracles from God. And God never turned down, never turned back on his people because he loves. But he requires us. He will never break his rule or his ways of doing things and exempt you from it. So we got to know his principles, the principles that he gave us in the kingdom of God, and we will find them in the four gospels, starting with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. There's the principles in the kingdom there and everything in every areas of our life. So people come to the Lord when they are in trouble most of the time. And the sad thing from seeing it and witnessing it and for crying over it over the past few years is you prayed, the people are hungry and some are desperate. They're always there for every service. And when things get better for them, then they start disappearing. And these things will become cycles to a lot of Christians. It is time to break that cycle. We need to prepare. You and I need to prepare to live and Jesus be the front and center of our lives, even during the times of prosperity, even the times of security and victory and manifestation of God-ordained relationship. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, "Remember the Lord thy God, because it is he who gives us power to gain or to obtain wealth. The power comes from the Holy Spirit." And last Sunday, I addressed the congregation in the Sunday service to encourage them. If, this is a big if you are led by the Holy Spirit, and if you are calling on God, and if you have been consistent, where you are at now, in your life, in your work, in the place where you live, that is the holiest place that you could ever be, to where you're at right now. And the second most holiest place that you could ever be is the city of Jerusalem, because that's where we're going to live and to rule and reign with Christ forever. But let us hone in on the first one. The place where you're at right now is the holiest place. And if you say, well, you know, I live in a dump. I live in a house that is trash. Well, untrash the trash. If you live in a ghetto, unghetto the ghetto. You are there for a divine reason and for the perfect timing of God, because He predestined, He set the places where we should be, and we should not use our own decision by walking away with it without checking with Him. Okay? So do something about the place where you're in right now. Do something. And after you have done everything, then you stand. And then you're going to see the manifestations of God. Just like if you're hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. You've been praying and praising God. You're believing and believing. But not unless you do something and you feed yourself, whatever you have there, you will remain hungry. Faith without works or without action is dead. And faith worketh by love. Okay, so keep in mind, wherever you're at, transform where you're at. It is a challenge for us. And remember, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, as long as we believe. Let me read to you Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, starting with verse 24, all the way through verse 29. It says in NIV, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands." Remember, we don't go to the church. We are the church. We go to the church fellowship or the church services, but we are the church. Okay? Verse 25. "And He is not served by human hands as if He needed anything." Listen to this. "Because He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else." Focus on "and everything else," because we will be amply provided if we are where we should be and we continue to trust Him in spite of the conditions, in spite of the challenges that we face, that we continue to trust Him. Okay? Okay. "From one man He made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth." And listen to this, just like what I said before. "And He determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live." So while you are there, while you're waiting for God to move you, transform where you're at. Remember Joseph? He was Israel's favorite, and yet his brothers sold him to slavery in Egypt. He became slave, but the household of Potiphar were blessed because Joseph was there. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He did what he needed to do for that time. And then, as if every bad luck is coming his way, then the wife of his master tried to seduce him, and then she turned against him, and he ended up in jail. And then Joseph transformed the jail. That's what I'm talking about. Don't say that, well, you should have seen my place. It is a dump. Then undump it. If you decorate it, if you buy a few paint, or just clean it, and then start thanking God for it. Remember what God said in Luke chapter 16, starting with verse 10. "Those who are faithful in little, they will be faithful in much." So whatever little we have, let us be faithful in them, okay? Because we already entered a season of victory and a season of prosperity. Listen to this. We have entered the season of prosperity, the season of victory, that whomsoever will believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, that the will of God will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven on earth for those who dare to believe and are faithful. Okay? And it says in verse 27, "God did this so that men would seek Him Well, let me go back to Acts chapter 17, verse 26 again. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. 27. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, and though he is not far from each one of us. And this is how we should be in verse 28, Acts 17, 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of our own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image by man's design and skill. God determines where we should live, the cities. He determined all of that. And if we believe and we are grateful for everything that we have, no matter how little it is, then we will live a victorious life. Well, how come I'm sick? And said, then obey the commandments of the Lord. Physicians, heal yourself. Walk it, and then you will have a healing anointing. It is important for us to focus not on our adversities, not on our affliction, not on our pain, not on our enemies, but let us focus on the goodness of God. Not our own goodness, but the goodness and the love of our God. Amen? And let us focus, because the plan of God in your life, it is greater than what you think. Don't think of yourself as nobody. Don't think of yourself as, oh, nobody knew me, nobody even know that I exist. God knows, okay? And that is the most important thing, is he knows you. In Acts chapter 1, starting with verse 4, now I'm reading from New Living Translation. Once, when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends out the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept on asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? The disciples themselves are looking forward for the days that they will be the heads and not the tails, to be influential, to lead instead of being led. They were looking for the restoration of their wealth, of their glory, and their influence and affluential lives. And they were looking forward for Jesus to restore all of that. But Jesus replied, he said, the Father alone has the authority to set these dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus was telling them that, you know, the Father already has a plan for that, and he's not going to let you know the set times and the dates for those restoration that will come. Because why? He doesn't want us to focus on them, because they are finished. It's already done. It's just a matter of time. He wants us to focus in preaching the gospel of good news. He wants us to witness for him on how good he is. See, Jesus doesn't want us to just, when we receive everything that we have, our heart's desire, then we will just going to, I'm not going to bother anybody. I'm not going to bother the devil, and the devil is not going to bother me. I earned this and I deserve this. And you will just be focused on yourself. Jesus doesn't want us to focus on ourselves, because he got our backs. He will bless us. He cannot help himself. He is that loving. That's how much he loves you. But he wants us to focus on the bigger things, and at the same time, share to others. You know, I ministered to thousands of single people wanting to get married. And that is a good desire. It's always been my belief that if God put that in your heart, it means to say he meant to grant that desire. And it is a good thing. So they will come and they will listen to testimonies and they would want me to pray for them for the manifestation of God ordained relationship. They were faithful. They're showing up every Sunday. But when that thing manifested, they're gone. They're gone and they walk away. And after 5 years, after 9 years, trouble comes. And here they come again. And now they're saying that, well, I'm upset with God because my spouse divorced me. Well, you left God. You didn't ask God. Remember, our focus has to be front and center with Jesus Christ. We have to prepare ourselves, not just on spiritual warfare, not just in affliction, not just in fighting, but in times of prosperity. We have to focus on ourselves. Why do I say that? I always say that in 2015, when God slain hundreds of people all at the same time in our services and our healing crusades, I realized then that is the heaven on earth for me. When Jesus is excited, that is heaven on earth for me. That in spite of everything, in spite of the challenges that I face every day, in spite of the afflictions, in spite of not getting what I want in some areas, they didn't matter. It is the goodness of God that once you tasted it, there is nothing else that you will desire. And I told the Lord the second time that I went back to the Philippines at that time, I told the Lord, I will commit myself to you, that you have me first. You have my heart, you have my attention, you have my focus, first and foremost, that you are my first love. And everything else will be second. I want the perfect will on my life. And that day, Christina's own will died. And I will not trade my life for anything or for anyone on the face of the earth right now. Yes, I still have those troubles. I still have those challenges. I still feel disappointments and I still suffer setbacks. But they pale into comparison to my knowing that my first love and my front and center is my Lord Jesus Christ. And the entire Sasso family are serving God. I don't have to be concerned about them getting into all kinds of troubles and rebellion. They are serving God too. And I'm very, very happy with that. And I'm very grateful. And so are you. You need to trust God. But the main thing that we, when this anointing of prosperity comes, in which is already here and has now come upon the body of Christ, don't forget the Lord Jesus. This takes time in preparation of the heart and mindset. You know, the Holy Spirit told me to show the DVD again about those crusades. To remind everybody, to remind the congregation, don't ever say that God did all of those because of my anointing. And said, that is you and I, yours and mine. They are the anointing of the ministry. So that you will not get a big head. I don't want people to say, oh, she's so anointed. No, God moves because I believe him. But if somebody will say, oh, Christina is in love with Jesus. Yes, I would rather that you say that about me. And I reminded the congregation last Sunday. And everybody, especially those who have seen it for the first time, they were in tears. Even those who have seen it numerous times, they were also in tears. Because if they have that anointing, whatever their situation is, they can overcome that. Because it's the anointing that breaks every yoke. And you have it, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't be focused on ministry and don't be focused on the five offices. We are all going to become priests and kings to rule and reign here on earth. And it's going to start. It's beginning to start and manifest right now. So whatever your challenge or the challenges that you have, no matter how painful it is, whether it is well-deserving or not, or whether you feel guilty that you're taking this because you disobeyed God, today is a fresh day for you. You can start all over again because Jesus is so in love with you that he will never, never, never turn his back on you. It was his promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. as long as you belong to Him. So it is important for us not to focus on your situation because that is temporary. What we're working on and what we focus now is eternal. And the more I prepared for spiritual warfare, okay, I prepare for crusades. I prepare. I fast and pray. I exercise physically, just like what I'm doing right now, because in Israel, we're going to do a lot of walking. So I really discipline myself. I'm focused on that. I study, I pray, I give praise, I teach people, and I walked and I exercise. But I realized even later on when God started moving mightily through me and through this ministry, the more I was adamant and the more I was ever conscious that I need to prepare myself for victory. When people start recognizing you, when people think that you're oozing with prophecy, that you're oozing with anointing, that this is how you are, you know, 24 hours a day, that we need to get ready for that. Because those who have fallen away because they got drunk with people's approval or wealth or anything else, they did not intend for that to happen. They were just not mindful of that's going to happen. So we have to prepare for victory, for heaven on earth, for prosperity. And that's why I'm sharing you this. And, you know, people slaying people just like that, and said it has been going on through this ministry, through me, when I'm preaching the word, since 2006. A lot of miracles have happened. And that was not the first time or second or third or fourth time that the Lord slay ministers and people all at the same time without me touching them, just me praying for them. But I lost so many anointed men and women that used to be in my team, that when they're used by God in that, they fall away. All of a sudden, they know more, and because God is using them, and I don't want to lose them. Not anymore. So I was very, very careful about that now. When that phenomenon or the move of the Holy Spirit start happening, just like the last time that I led a group in the Philippines, all 1,200 leaders, I asked them to sit down because I'd rather that they remember that God touched them and they receive a word either from me, from Divina, or from Joshua, or through. I'm talking about either through me, through Divina, and through Joshua. That they were touched personally by God instead of people talking how anointed I am. And that's what we did. We asked them to sit down so that those things will happen. Because the one thing that we don't want to do is to take the glory from God. We will not become self-made millionaire or self-made anointed. It is not because of our charisma or personality, education, money, or name. It is because of the move of God, and we decided to trust Him and have faith in Him and to allow Him to be the Lord of our life. It is that simple. Then we can dare say, in Him I live and move and have my being. So I just want to encourage you today, the anointing of prosperity, the victory is already here. No matter where you're at right now, look around you, things is going to get better. Trust God on this one here. He is almighty and He loves you. Amen. And for those of you that are afflicted right now, that those have physical sickness and disease, lay hands on yourself and I'll pray with you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against all sicknesses and disease and all forms of infirmities. I send them to the pits where they belong in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of death. And I loosen forth life upon your people. I thank you, Lord, that they shall not die, but they will live to proclaim the good news of the gospel for your namesake. I thank you for the glory and the goodness and your mercy will follow my brothers and sisters. And I thank you, Lord, for a better days to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Call me at 210-695-1630. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. The morning service starts at 10:30 and the evening service and also Wednesday services start at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.